Next patient is Luisa Simons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, Simons. Clinical case of an 85-year-old Hispanic female, a retired RN, who has a history of 25 years of diabetes mellitus, period. The patient has been controlled with the administration of glipizide ER 5 milligrams PO daily. The metformin has been discontinued because of the decrease in the estimated GFR, and the patient is also on Tresiba. Ten units in the morning and 20 in the afternoon. Period. Complications related to diabetes. Questionable retinopathy. She mentioned some laser surgery 10 years ago in the right eye. However, there is no further deterioration of the vision. The patient had cataract surgery, period, she's driving. Period. The patient has arterial hypertension that has been present at least for 5 years. Has been treated with amlodipine, losartan, 100 milligrams once a day, and the administration of tramterine with hydrochlorothiazide, one tablet a day. The patient has been evaluated by Dr. Wood, W-O-O-D. And in December 18 of 2021, she had a creatinine of 1.4, a BUN of 20, with an estimated GFR of 33. There is also elevation of the calcium. Whether or not that is a persistent situation is unknown. The impression is that the deterioration of the kidney function is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. There is also evidence of deterioration of the kidney function with the use of ARBs for a lengthy period of time. Recent information has been published, period. The patient used to take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, but never a heavy dose. She's 85 years old and is mentally clear. The patient should have a diffuse atherosclerotic process, age associated, period. We are going to complete the evaluation, ordering an ultrasound, PTH, phosphorus, vitamin D, protein creatinine ratio in the urine, microalbumin in the urine, to decipher between proteinuria or non-selective proteinuria. Period. There is no alteration in the prescription. We are going to evaluate the case with the medication that is taken at the present time, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been slightly elevated. Hemoglobin A1C that was done at the same time, December the 18th, 2021, 9.6. However, when I talk to the patient, she says that the blood sugar has been between 100 and 150 most of the time. Number three, the patient has a history of hypothyroidism that was diagnosed by Dr. Beltry, B like in boy, E like in elephant, L like in Lima, T like in tango, R like in Roger, E like in echo. And he placed the patient on levothyroxine. At the present time, 125 micrograms on daily basis. Following number, the patient has a history of a lumpectomy that, according to the description given by the patient, was done no more than 4 years in the left breast. She thinks that is secondary to a motor vehicle accident trauma. The pathology of this lumpectomy was negative. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 3 weeks, and we want to thank Dr. Wood for the kind referral. Details of the evaluation will be shared with her. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the referral and the laboratory workup and the past history. In the face-to-face and physical examination, 30 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.